Hi, and welcome to the Group X-Files. This is the podcast for demystifying the secrets of becoming a successful group exercise instructor. I'm your host, Sarah Keller, and I can't wait to share with you the two decades of experience I have and what that's taught me in terms of leading thriving and full group exercise classes. Welcome back to the podcast. Don't be afraid to fail. That's our topic today. We spend so much time trying to get things just right, and we're always worried about failing. But it's not always a bad thing. And quite often, it's not actually a failure because we learn something from it. So stick around and let's learn how to not be afraid of failure. All right, my friends, welcome back. This is episode 11, Don't Be Afraid to Fail. And yeah, we're just going to address that elephant in the room. I have been battling the ick that's going around, but I couldn't leave you without the next episode right on time. That is one of my fears of failure, is letting people down and feeling that I have failed them. So here we are in my best Barry White sick voice. We're going to knock this thing out. So we often, right, in life, you either win or lose. You succeed or you fail, except we all know that life is way more than black and white, and that there's a lot of gray area in between. And in my eyes, failure is only a failure if you don't learn from it, right? If we are constantly afraid of every mess up being considered a failure, we're never going to try anything new, right? This is a huge focus that I have within my classes, is it's a playground. It's there for you to try something new, right? Here's where we've started. Here's where you might progress to. If you decide that's not for you, you back down. Does that mean you failed? No, it just means you're not ready for it at this moment. Or maybe you were able to do two of them and you felt really proud and then you regressed for the rest of the set. That's not a failure, right? That's learning, right? You're learning about your ability. Hey, I'm ready to do a couple of these, but not a full set. Or, hey, you know what? I'm not ready for this yet, and I need to stick here and focus on my foundations a little bit more. And that doesn't just apply to the content that we're delivering in class, right? I came across this quote, and I wish it had a person that it attributed to, but it doesn't. But it says, failure doesn't mean you're weak. Failure means you're learning. Every fall, every failed attempt brings you closer to success. Perseverance is what makes the difference. Don't hide your failures, embrace them. Because behind every victory, there are hundreds of attempts. And I mean, each part of that says so much, doesn't it? Because we do inherently treat failure as a weakness, right? But this clearly says failure doesn't make you weak. Doesn't mean you're weak. No, it doesn't. You're right. The fact that you tried something different actually kind of makes you courageous and brave, right? Because if you had never tried something new, you wouldn't have had the opportunity to succeed or fail at it. So it doesn't make us weak to fail. It makes us weak to give up and not try again, right? We touch on that perseverance a little bit later on in this. But failure means you're learning. I said that from the very beginning here, right? The only time we truly fail is if we don't learn from the experience. Now, I gave an example of maybe being a participant in class and feeling like failing versus, oh, it's just a regression. I'm not ready for it yet. Well, what about as an instructor? How many times have you been like, maybe I'll try this new thing with my class, but you've shied away from it because you're afraid of their reaction. You're afraid it might be a flop. It won't be well received. In your head, you're going, oh, what if it fails? And subconsciously, at some point, that what if it fails is really what if I fail? Right? And that's really the heart of it there, is that we take these things personally, that they are somehow a reflection on us. But what's the worst that's going to happen? You try this new thing, it doesn't go over well. So you've learned something. What have you learned from it? Well, first and foremost, you've learned maybe that's not the right group for that. Or maybe parts of it went well and other parts need a little fine tuning in their execution, but maybe you're onto something really good if you just stick with it and make some tweaks, right? Because every fall, every failed attempt brings you closer to success. We don't get it right the first time, anytime, right? When I launched this podcast, I was terrified because what if no one ever listened to it? And even today, you know, if I have 10 listeners to this episode, fantastic. That's 10 people that have maybe learned something and listened a little bit. But I had to get over this fact that it could be a failure. It could be a flop. No one might want to listen, and that's okay. Every time we step into the studio, we think about the content we're presenting, the playlist we've put together, right? Especially when we're kind of taking a risk on a themed playlist. Are they going to go for it? Are they not going to go for it? Will we try a new move in a certain class? Are they going to pick it up, or are they going to think it's ridiculous? But that perseverance is what makes the difference, right? Plain and simple, it doesn't matter what we're dealing with in life. Are we willing to stick it out? Are we willing to go through the highs and the lows? Because quite often there are more lows than highs, but the highs make those lows so much worth it, right? It makes the journey worth it because it makes us want to keep going forward, right? Every time a member says that was a great class, we feel validated. Every time they're like, oh man, that song that was on the playlist, that was great. And that might be the one song that you were like, eh, I don't know if I should have used it. But someone heard it and they were like, no, that hit me right in the right place in that right moment. Good job on that. Or when one of my instructors or another instructor I'm connected with reaches out to me about a podcast episode and says, oh my gosh, you spoke to me so much when you were talking about a workout skeleton. That's what I need to make my life simpler. And I go, okay, well, see, it's all worth it. All the fear, all the doubt, all the worrying about failure. We just take that one little step at a time. And we don't hide from our failures, and we don't hide our failures. We should embrace them, right? They make us part of who we are. Every time we stumble, we decide to be the better person and get back up and try again. And that is part of who we are that builds our character. And we should be proud of the fact that we're building that character, that we're becoming a better person. That yesterday, we were this person who tried this thing and it didn't go so well. Now today, I'm the person who's coming back at it again. And I've learned from that experience. So here's what I've changed about it. I think it might have been attributed to Bruce Lee, talking about, you know, to master something took 10,000 repetitions, right? Obviously, in martial arts, we talk a lot about focus. You know, I've heard it referred to as 10,000 hours of practice makes, you know, someone a master at something. But that's the thing, right? Behind every victory, there are hundreds of attempts. I mean, by the, you know, quotes that we were just talking about, 10,000 reps, right? It's not simply, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do this and I'm going to be amazing at it the first go. Are there certain things that we absolutely crush on the first go? Yeah, absolutely. But most of the things that are really worth it take the time. They take time to develop. They take time for us to cultivate the talent to do it really well. But it becomes a head game for us because there is a lot of pressure on us as instructors to deliver an amazing product. And not just once. Each and every time that we are in front of a crowd, we are expected to deliver at a very high level. Because what happens if we don't? Someone complains. Someone doesn't complain, but just doesn't show up again. Right? If we don't hit them right with the music, if we don't hit them right with the workout, if we're not greeting them and making connections before and after class, then they quietly disappear from our realm. And then our class numbers are down. And then our manager's going, yo, what's going on with this class? You know, you used to have 30 people in here. Why do we only have 15, 16 people in here now? What's going on? And so it does become a lot for a group exercise instructor to try to manage that fear of failure because it's not a one and done for us. It's not we're getting ready for this big show and once the show is over, it's either a hit or it's not. No, it's every class that we prepare for is a show. Now, that's not to say that we aren't repeating the class, right? And I know there are plenty of us that will do the same workout with our group, you know, maybe 2 weeks in a row, like the cycle class that I write. Cycle doesn't write itself in 5 minutes, let's be honest. So I teach this full format cycle class once a week. So we do the same ride 2 weeks in a row. If they really like it, we might even do a third week and I'll just shift some of the challenges within the class, so it feels a little bit fresh for them. So when I say every time that we step in front of the room, it's a show, you know, give or take. But I know a lot of us also teach many different formats throughout the week. And whether they're pre-choreographed or they're things that we're creating on our own, we still have to be prepared to deliver them and to deliver them at a high level. So that does become a lot to think, do I have the right music? Do I have the right energy for this group? And then it is group by group, right? Because I teach 3 different bar classes throughout the week, but each of those bar classes is a different vibe. So while I might run the same playlist or the same workout, there are going to be slight shifts in how I deliver it from group to group because I know those groups, right? My 6 a.m. group needs it a little loud and rowdy to wake up first thing in the morning. My 8:30 in the morning crew is kind of my standard vibe. And then I've got a lunchtime group later in the week that sometimes likes a little more chill vibe. So it becomes knowing your content well enough and being familiar with it enough that you're not afraid to try something a little bit different here and there. But it really just, it's hard to get past that point of, but what if blank, right? The what ifs get in our head. And those are those failure thoughts getting in our head. What if I mess up? What if this? What if that? Number one, we're human. We're going to mess up. Let's go with Les Mills here, and not to pick on Les Mills because I think Les Mills is fantastic. But a lot of instructors that have taught for Les Mills, right? You aspire to be like the people in the master videos. Absolutely. Those masterclass videos, if you're starting out as a Les Mills instructor, or you've taught for them for a few years, you're like, man, I'd love to be one of those presenters in that video. And you look at them and you admire them and you're like, these people are flawless. They're amazing humans. They don't ever mess up. They do mess up. They do, but they roll with it and they get over it and they move on. And sometimes you don't even notice. And that happens in our classes as well. We're going to mess up. We're humans, but that's not a failure. If we stop class and we're just sitting there sobbing on the stage because, oh my God, I missed an A count here. That's a different story, but that's also very traumatic. Have any of us done that? Not even us as a very brand new green instructor, right? We've not done that. So let's get over the dramatics and say, you know what? There are going to be these little slips and falls along the way, but I'm going to learn from them because that's going to sit in my head. And whether the class noticed it or not, I know I goofed that up. It was like a mini failure. And we can use those mini failures to really help kind of build that strength against this fear of failure to begin with. Because if we accept that our journey is always about learning, that makes it that much easier for us to accept that it's kind of a give and take, right? It's that 2 steps forward, half a step back, 2 steps forward, half a step back. In the end, you're still making forward progress. Even though you've had these minor little setbacks along the way, in theory, those setbacks have made you more resilient. They've allowed you to look at something from a different perspective. They've allowed you to reevaluate what might work better. And there's nothing wrong with any of that. But the moment we get stuck in our head and say, well, I can't do this because I might fail, then we're not going to ever do anything, right? If you guys listen to my introduction, you know I had the world's most atrocious audition. But had I let the fear of failure get in my way, I would have never walked into that audition in the first place. But instead, some brave bone got me, some bit of boldness got me, and I walked through that door. And I delivered a horrible audition. And I could have said, that sucks, I'm done with it. And walked away. But instead, I was given a chance to learn more and to build my skill set and to learn from the things that went atrociously wrong. And here I am almost 20 years later, absolutely loving what I do, all because I didn't let a little bit of failure get in my way. And I think each of us, when we look at our instructor journey, will find moments early in that instructor journey when we're like, oh my God, I can't believe I just did that in front of people. I'm never showing up here again. And we get in our heads and we just have this moment of, oh my God, why am I putting myself through this? That was humiliating. It was not humiliating. I can guarantee it was not humiliating. There are very few things that we do in front of our classes that are truly humiliating, right? So we've got to get past that fear of being human. Because to fail at something is human. Like, none of us is perfect, right? So if we're constantly striving to be perfect, we're so concerned with being perfect that we probably mess up more, to be perfectly honest. And when we just accept that we're not perfect, you'd be amazed at how much better we do. It's a test-taking strategy, right? A lot of people that prep you for tests, part of that test prep is you're not going to get every question right on this test, whether it's a standardized test, whether, you know, someone's helping you prep for a final for a course. You need to accept you're not going to get every question right. When you accept that, you don't get caught up on every single question and, oh my gosh, is this 100% right? And I've got to make sure this is right before I move on. Okay, well, let me go back to this because I just need to, blah, blah, blah. I need to. No, accept that we are human and to err is human. So to quote unquote fail is human. It's part of who we are. But like I said, the only true failure is when you fail to learn from that experience. If you allow that failure to stop you in your tracks and you never revisit whatever the heck it was, you let it defeat you, then yeah, I would say that's truly a failure. But how many of us, right? If you're listening to this, you're probably still teaching, and whether you've been teaching for 2 months or 20 years, you've had those moments, but you're still here, which means you dusted yourself off, you got back on the horse, you learned from that experience, and you moved forward. And I think we can each agree that we do always want to be moving forward, right? Life's no fun if we just sit stuck in the same place. But it does take a certain element of bravery to take that next step and try something new and adventure out so that you can keep moving forward. Now, again, we're not like the settlers of the Old West or anything who just set out in a covered wagon and hitched a horse and said, let's go. And I had no idea, like the world we live in today, the type of striving to move forward we're talking about is still into relatively known territory. It's just us taking risks on ourselves. And I think that's where some of us get really caught up, is we don't have enough faith in ourselves. Now, again, teaching for X number of years is going to give you some of that faith in yourself. But think about it, right? Like, we're in December now. Everyone's going to start talking about their resolutions for next year, their goals, whatever you call them. You know, some of us don't like to call it resolutions because it sounds gimmicky and it sounds like a New Year thing, right? You can set a goal anytime you want, right? You know, what are those big things that you'd love to do, but in the back of your head, every time you think about it, you're like, but what if they don't pick me? What if I'm not good enough? I don't know if I can. Right? Like, I'll throw it out there. Next year, I want to be able to present at conferences. I've been doing this for a long time in terms of teaching. I've been a director for a long time, and I feel like I have a lot to share with other instructors. And one of my passions is to help educate people. I also know that there's a ton of other brilliant people in our industry. So I might not be selected, but that's my big, right? My big thing. I want to be a presenter. So I'm going to put myself out there next year. This year it was the podcast. I really wanted to be able to provide an instructional resource for my fellow instructors, something that I felt was lacking for them. Again, there was that sense of, is this going to work? Is anyone going to listen? Submitting these conference proposals is super intimidating, right? We're looking at learning objectives and summaries of it and and all of these things, and knowing all of the other presenters I've seen at conferences along the way, there's big shoes to fill there. But you know what? For going with, you know, cliche phrases, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, right? If you're afraid of the outcome because it might not be the outcome you really want, you're never going to try. So if you're never going to try, you're definitely not going to get to the outcome you want, right? Doesn't happen that way. If you sit back and don't try, you're not going to achieve that goal that you want. So at some point, you just got to man up, or woman up, or human up, whatever way you want to look at it. You just have to grab it and say, this is my shot, I'm going to take it. And hopefully, you nail it, right? Get to present at the conference, get to do whatever it is that you're trying to do. Maybe you want to be a program lead at your club. Great. Take your shot. Worst case that happens, you hear from your manager and they're like, you know, not at this moment, but here's some feedback for you. Take that feedback and you learn and you become better. Because that's what all of us want to do. If you're sitting here listening to this podcast and you're 11 episodes in, you're here because you want to get better. And in some way, each little thing that you're picking up hits you in some way and it inspires you in some way to be like, you know what? This is what I'm going to do the next time. This is what I'm doing the time after that, right? We try something new. And a lot of times there are a lot of elements that work from that new thing. And there's a couple that don't. But again, none of us gets things perfectly right the first time, the second time, the third time, the 100th time. It takes a lot. But that's the difference in a great instructor from a good instructor, is that great instructor keeps learning. They keep listening to that feedback. They keep noticing, right? During class, you notice those things that go well or that don't go well. And you say, oh, okay, that thing was a huge win for us. I'm going to check that in my things to do again. Oh, you know, this other thing didn't go so well. Here's why I think it didn't go so well. So here's where I may be going to tweak it to see if it can go better the next time I want to do something like this. Because chances are you wanted to do that, whatever it was that didn't quite work. You wanted to do it for a reason. There was a purpose behind it, because we do create purpose-filled workouts. There is intention in each of the workout plans we write. So there was some purpose behind that thing that didn't quite work. So those of us that want to be great instructors, we figure out that thing that didn't quite work so that we can achieve the purpose that we were trying to do with that part of the workout. And I think that's kind of where this whole failure piece comes into play, is really the difference between good and great. One day, one of my instructors, when she was very newly hired, she came to me and she said, you know, I think I'm a good instructor, but what's the difference between a good instructor and a great instructor? Because I want to be a great instructor. And number one was asking that question, right? Knowing that there is a difference between good and great. You're going, how did we start at failure? Now we're talking about good and great. Because they all tie together. Great instructors are not afraid to fail. They're not. They're the ones that are going to try something different. They're the ones that are going to venture out there and say, I think this will work, but it might not be without its hiccups along the way. But they're always out there. They're innovating. They're trying something new. They're keeping people engaged. And they know that there might be some slips and falls along the way, and that they're going to recover from those slips and falls. That's the biggest takeaway here. Is that none of these failures are catastrophic failures. In the grand scheme of life, none of these quote unquote little mini failures along our way in our classes, these little missteps we take, none of them are catastrophic. So it's all a matter in how we move forward from there. What do we learn from the experience? How do we persevere? How do we move forward from that experience, right? Because let's go back to where we started this podcast. Failure doesn't mean you're weak. Not at all. Moving forward from that failure makes you really strong. And the fact that you failed means you were trying something new, which means you were brave to begin with. it means you're learning, right? Failure means you're learning. Because each time you have one of those missteps, you adapt, you adjust, you grow closer to success, you persevere, and you embrace each of those missteps because that is part of your learning process and that is how you became who you are. And you can't be a rock star without having character that built you up to that place, right? So what I want you to walk away from this podcast with today is that it's not about perfection. I want you to forget about perfection. I want you to think about delivering an amazing class, but no, it is not going to be perfect. And don't be afraid to fail. Go out there, try something new. Find that big, bold something you want to chase after and go for it. Yeah, there's going to be some sidesteps along the way. There's going to be some quote unquote failures, but there's also going to be this huge upside from what you gain from it if you're brave enough to go for it.
If you enjoyed today's episode, heck, even if you didn't, go ahead and hit that subscribe button because we have plenty more group exercise instructor development content coming your way and you want to get it while it's hot and fresh. See you next time on the Group X Files.